Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Sexson. Batting seventh. The DH, Russell Branyon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Alex Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Singleton, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sexson strikes out. Two outs. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branyon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin bunts towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Sexton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton takes first base on ball 4. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abbott is 0-1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Norton is 0-1 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez, who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vizquel is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Kevin Byrne now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Byrne fires to first and has Vizquel trapped. There's the throw to Valentin, who tags Vizquel for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sexson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sexson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Branyan is 0-2 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justin Speer now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. Norton takes first base on ball four. Singleton moves to second. Carlos Lee pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce now catching. Jesus Pena now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lofton scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8. And the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Speer covering, for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to third. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sexson hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 3 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Holber Cabrera now playing right field. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 0 for 3 in the game. Abbott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abbott moves to second. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Carsey now pitching. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Abbott moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abbott for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.